Good afternoon. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather sunny and dry for most everyone. Exceptions, a few passing clouds across parts of the St. Lawrence Valley into the Champlain Valley for northern New York and Vermont, and lake effect snow, some of it heavy, across the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill Plateau. Otherwise, we'll all see a fair amount of sunshine today, mixed with a few clouds closer to the Great Lakes and the Champlain Valley, and a southerly breeze will develop, and this will push temperatures into the middle to upper 20s for afternoon highs. A cold front approaching from the west will get closer tonight, and clouds will increase and thicken. There's even the chance of a few light snow showers breaking out in spots by sunrise tomorrow, and temperatures will not be as cold, with lows staying in the lower 20s. With that front nearby for the day tomorrow, we'll have more light snow showers from time to time, enough to dust the ground up to an inch or so in many locations by sunset. With the front stalling out over top of us, we'll begin to track a wave of low pressure out of the southeast. This low will have more moisture to work with as it makes a run at us during Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. Snow will become steadier towards sunset on Sunday and continue into Sunday evening. In valley locations, though, temperatures will push past freezing and into the middle 30s, and some rain will mix in, limiting snow accumulations. In the valleys, with this system through tomorrow night, we'll see a dusting up to a few inches of snow, while where temperatures stay below freezing all day tomorrow and into tomorrow night, particularly across the higher terrain, up to 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall. The snow will wind down as the system passes through and off the eastern seaboard by Monday morning. On Monday afternoon, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be blustery and colder, with highs back into the mid-20s, and with high pressure in control, generally dry Tuesday. A few snow showers coming in with the next front, though, and temperatures in the upper 20s. The next front will similarly stall out over top of us, and another wave of low pressure will develop in the deep south and head our way for the day on Wednesday. It looks like this one will have more precipitation with it, however, not necessarily all in the form of snow. Once again, it looks like a lot of the higher terrain will see the best chance at significant snowfall, while some rain could mix in the valleys on Wednesday afternoon. Either way, the system will move through and then out on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, leftover snow showers for Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moist onshore flow associated with a series of storm systems will keep much of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies in an unsettled and wet pattern through the weekend and into early next week. This will bring locally heavy rain to coastal Washington, while the higher elevations to the east will have heavy snow. Areas of the Cascades, and especially the interior ranges of the Northern Rockies, including the Bitterroots, Tetons, and Bighorns, will see as much as 2 to 3 feet of fresh snow through Monday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 57, set in 2016, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:11 p.m., 10 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy near the Canadian border with a mix of sun and clouds elsewhere and highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with snow showers and heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today with a mix of sun and clouds elsewhere, highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow mixed with rain in the valleys in the lower to mid-30s, snow ending Sunday night. Increasing sunshine and breezy on Monday in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Tuesday, upper 20s. Snow or a rain-snow mix on Wednesday in the mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds with scattered snow showers Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.